So it's your boy Tag, aka Tagman, aka Tushar Gulati, aka Applied Emotion, aka whatever the fuck you wanna call me. And today is the day I'm really excited. I'm gonna watch Rapture, the Netflix documentaries on hip hop's greatest artists. T.I., Jeezy, I love Jeezy. 2 Chainz, Rhapsody, Just Blaze, A Boogie with a Hoodie, Drowning, and Logic, Nas, Nas and Dave East have one documentary. So I'm just fucking excited, and I don't know what to tell you. Let's jump into the show, shall we? Let's go. So, first episode is about Logic. Logic, Bobby Tarantino, Young Sinatra, whatever you call him. So, I'm gonna... He's a big artist. I'm gonna tell you more about Logic, what I think about Logic. Logic is a great, great, versatile rapper, and he has made his own way in hip hop. Eminem used to help people with mental health, listening to Eminem, but Logic is a whole new level. Logic has a whole new fucking level of like influencing people, and he's just a good person according to me. So I'm just gonna watch episode 1, Logic, Grey Matters. Also, my favorite Logic album is probably the new one, what was the name? Bobby Tarantino 2, because I like autotune traps. I like lyrical too. I like everything except hardcore metallic rock, because it gives me a headache. I listen to it a couple times, but it gives me a headache. So, favorite Logic album is Bobby Tarantino 2, and my favorite Logic song is probably Wizard of Oz or Wizard of Oz. I think so. Yeah, Wizard of Oz. Probably. For now. My favorites change with every month, so. And so, episode 1, Logic, Grey Matters, let's jump into it. So listen to this. It's gonna be fucking amazing because of dope interviews like this, and you're gonna chop things around. I'm gonna take the time, but like, fam, I think about you, and I think about like what you need from me, and we gotta sit down, we gotta do this and that, da da da. And then I think about what my assistant needs, just my day-to-day manager, what my, like, that's the fucking mindset. Just think about what your audience, what your people around you, what the fuck the people around you need. Fuck. What the fuck people around you need from you, give them that, give, so that they give you back. It's not like, oh, I pay him money, so I want to take. I want him to work more. That's a fucking evil mindset, and that would never work. 100% that would never, ever work for any fucking person in the whole industry or out of the industry or earth. Because once a person hates you, he's gonna text to his 5 best friends, and they can text to their 25 best friends, and word of mouth. On the other hand, if you do good, other your
If you do good, give to your assistant, he will do something, because he will feel that guilt. And humans can fight hate. Humans can never fight guilt. Guilt, regret are the most some strong emotions that are hard to fight, because there's a set to how to deal with a broken heart. There is no set on how to deal with guilt, and guilt that of taking too much makes you give. So if you don't get my point, just listen to this. Give, then ask a little, ask, then give a little, ask, give more, take less, and you will build a fucking empire.
Freezing, hungry, homeless. There wasn't just times of like me working, having a place to live. There's times when I had nothing. And I slept outside, or I slept in the cold, or I didn't know where I was going to sleep or what to do. The last job I ever worked was Joe's Crab Shack, and then I quit that. I was like, I'm gonna rap.
So about this, him being broke and miserable and homeless, I weirdly want that, because when I was a kid, I figured out that the more pain you endure, the more pain you get in your life when you are young, the easier it is for you to not fall in for dumb shit like peer pressure and a girl and drugs and shit. So I just figured out that pain, shit, dirt would get me somewhere. And I am still trying to, in spite of all of my life is not that hard. My life was hard. It is hard, but I like it being hard. I like that I haven't figured out nothing in my life yet. I like I'm kind of broke. I like every dirt, every painful emotion. Call me a masochist if you wanna, but I like every painful thing, because as soon as I feel that a rejection of pain, I know that it's gonna make me strong. It's not gonna make me soft. I'm gonna work hard, and fucking prove it to people that I had nothing, and now I have something. So I just want to shut people's mouths. I just want them to. I weirdly want them to watch me and like suffocate that they said I will never win. So that's what I think about losing, pain, etc.
Get up, and I would write raps, and I would find new beats, and that's what it is. Like, I recorded myself, I engineered myself, I produced with the six. I woke up every day and was like, this is what I'm gonna do. But it was also really hard.
So, what he said about working hard gets you everywhere. Even if you don't have talent, if a person who has talent but does nothing, he will lose. And a person who shows the fucking universe that he is someone who wants, who fucking needs it, he's gonna win. Person who works the hardest wins. If a person without talent works hard, if a person with talent works hard, then there's a variable of talent. Work hard is the first emotion you should pick up on when you want to get somewhere. Not emotional trait, work ethic. And secondly, I want to talk about, I know I'm not writing raps. I want to be into music. I know I'm a fucking loser for that. I kind of have a little self-doubt issue, so I'm trying, but I'm like 2-3 months away from being making music my whole, making music 24 hours a day, and not 24, 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, because I can work hard. I know I can work hard because I'm hungry, and fuck everyone who is not hungry, because I'm gonna win. But I just have starting issues. I have self-doubt issues that do not let me start things. So I will be starting soon, music coming soon, and we're gonna fucking kill it.
You are appreciated, and that in your darkest and lowest point you should keep going. I promise you, I swear, you can think it sounds however you want, but last year, man, at my lowest point, it scares me to think about what would have happened if I didn't keep going. If I didn't keep going, I wouldn't be here with my beautiful wife and the greatest fans in the world that have come by the thousands to talk about peace, love, and positivity. I would have never thought I could see this day. So I'm here to tell you that no matter what you're going through, I swear to God, it gets better. And if you're at that dark place, it might not see it because it's so dark around you that you have no vision. But I promise you, man, you are special, you are important, you are beautiful both inside and out, and you deserve to be here. We all do. You all deserve a shot. And so I'm going to do my best to be that voice. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular-ass dude. I'm a human being. I have ups and downs, highs and lows. But I looked in mainstream pop music, and I saw something that wasn't there. I saw that too many people were scared to talk about the real fucking issues that are going on in our society, especially starting with mental health, anxiety, suicide, and depression. So I'm here to tell you all that you are special, you are incredible, you are amazing, and you need to continue to live. And if you feel that way, I want to hear you say it. Say, I want to be alive.
He's fucking preaching, bro. That, I have nothing to say. Listen to that on repeat. Make it your ringtone if you have to. Make it your alarm tone. Just, he's fucking preaching, bro. And I like preachers. I'm just a fan, bro. That, those lines really can make me a fan. Same as one word can make me a fan. Same as one line that says a story can make me a fan. It's all about you and how you show yourself. It's, you cannot fake anything for long. Just tell your fucking story. And he told his fucking story. He did not fake it. He told. And it's just a great fucking episode, bro. It's just a great fucking episode.
I haven't thought about it this whole time. I've just been fucking going.
Yep.
Oh, man. I was always so scared that I would make it and then feel empty, bro. And I don't. That's the thing. You know? My bad. I'm sorry. I'm just so fucking happy.
And that is the real test. If I'm gonna show you, I know I'm gonna win. I am scared too that I will have a great fucking time and then leave everything and then jump onto the next thing. Like, I am scared that I will be the most loved person. That's what my ultimate goal is. But I am scared that I will be that and then abandon everyone and live in the mountains, and like alone. I don't know. I am scared of that too, but my first, I need, I don't know what to say. I am scared of that, but to get to a point to know that I will leave everything or I will still keep going, to reach to that point, I need to first get there. So for that, I need to work hard. And I know it was confusing, but to reach to that point, I need to get there. To get there, I need to work hard. And I'm fucking working hard. I'm fucking working harder than I did 1 month ago, because my 12th grade exams, which I'm probably going to fail in, but fuck them. I'm gonna fucking win, and we'll find out, and I'll be the most loved person on this fucking earth, and you'll see. I will fucking win. Which song is that? Is it a Frank Sinatra song? I don't know. I don't know the song. It says Changes, Logic Unreleased. It is an unreleased song. Ouch. I thought I would just go and listen to the song after this documentary is over. Documentary? This episode is over. It's unreleased. And he has performed it live too. It was such a fucking smart move to try to have a unreleased song for touring and for the documentary, the episode. Fuck my life. And he can sing now. It's not like he's bad. He can sing now. Like Xtentacion learned how to sing. He learned to sing. Probably most rappers learn to sing if they want to sing. I'm just waiting for his next album as Logic. The Bobby Tarantino was great, but I want to see how he's at with the whole divorce thing and his wife going. So the episode just got over, and I will do the next episode. I think next one is Jeezy, but I will do the next episode tomorrow. For now, have a fucking great day, and I just love this fucking Logic episode. I'm gonna watch it like 3-4 times on repeat, but, and I don't watch it on repeat, but I love this episode. So I'm gonna leave it today and just have a fucking great day. So hey everyone, this was my Logic Rapture season 1 episode 1 reaction / opinion / rants. I don't know, I'm just trying to find a really good format for the show. I know I'm gonna do movies here because I wanna create content around that, because I'm not vlogging now, and I want to do something around movies because I watch a lot of movies and shows. I just fucking love the episode probably will learn, will put it on repeat and learn a lot from it. Just have a fucking great day. And this is your host, Tag Tushar, Tag Man, Applied Emotion, aka whatever the fuck you want to call me. And this is the Rapture Season 1, Episode 1, Logic, Grey Matters, Reaction, Opinion by Tag.